please welcome co-founder and CEO of First Up, Nicole Alvino.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm just so excited to be here with all of you after far too long. I definitely want to thank Hilton. We're in their incredible hotel. I love that we're here. I loved learning stories. Every time I talk to any of our customers, I learn something new. And I absolutely love that we've been on our journey together with Hilton since 2015. When Jim and I founded our respective companies, we were focused on doing something and solving a really hard problem, which was reaching every single worker. We had a shared vision that every worker, regardless of pay grade or type of shift, deserved to be connected to their company and have access to the same type of news and information that the C-suite did. And we've been over a decade working with all of you to deliver on that. We then focused on elevating the function of communications and giving communications professionals a way that they could have the same type of data as their marketing colleagues. So you can target communications, personalize communications, and get that measurement to truly run a data-driven communications function. What I'm most excited about when I stepped into the CEO role earlier this year was to focus on the next phase of our evolution, which is about intelligence. You'll hear more about intelligence, but when I think about intelligence, it's really giving you an understanding of what makes all of your people tick. So not only delivering better, more personalized communications, but truly making every moment in the employee journey better for every worker. And that's always been my big vision. Big visions are usually not easy. In fact, they're quite hard. The most impactful things that we do are the hardest things. And I'm not gonna lie, this past year was tough. A lot happened. So we had a big merger. Social Chorus, Dynamic Signal. It's been about a year. Super exciting to bring two incredible companies together. Amid all the excitement in the industry, Jim and I love sharing stories about winning deals to each other and losing deals to each other. Bringing together two companies, two cultures, two teams, it was still hard. Couple that with we had some of probably the biggest year of development and innovation in our platform, adding to new studio. Thank you to a lot of you who have been our beta users. And we're really excited to have all of you in the next several years taking advantage of our new studio. All of this while getting our distributed team together, back together for the first time in several years, and really focusing on now what does it mean in this new way of working. And then, just when we thought we had a reprieve from crisis, we had the war in Ukraine. And just like many of you, we had to stop what we were doing and focus on our people first. Like many of you, we have employees in Ukraine, and we needed to first determine, were they okay? Can we help them get out? And we started a relief fund to help some of their families to get out. In addition, we had to have empathy for our team members who were grappling with friends and family fighting, or grappling with never being able to see parents again. And so our other team members really stepped up to help so we could continue to develop and deliver. Just like all of you, we had to change and be connected to our people in the moments that mattered most. In addition, probably like many of you, I was also answering to our investors of no, we did not have any business ties with Russian oligarchs. And with everything, we adapt to uncertainty, we navigate, and we continue to connect. I want to share a story about Bungie because I think it really exemplifies how we do put our people first in those moments of important connection. So Bungie was going to launch their platform, had all these great plans, and then with the war, they were going to put their plans on hold. But then they paused and they said, you know, this is actually a moment of connection, and we need to be able to bring our people together. The people in region need to be connected and get information, and it's an opportunity to bring our global colleague base together. And so they were able to connect and preserve and amplify that really, really important human connection that binds us all together. So if I've learned one thing in the past year, it's that change is constant. And my point of view is we just need to embrace it. I think there's a real opportunity to find these moments of change and really create moments of peace and connection. And if you think of what we all do as communicators, as leaders with change, we study the water during change. We guide our people during change. And sometimes change are those most important moments in an employee experience. I am so excited that all of us together are leaders in driving change to make every moment of the employee experience better with communication. And we're doing that together. One of our core values at First Step is we win as a team. This value represents how our team works so closely together to deliver to all of you. And I extend that value to all of you. We don't succeed as a company. It's an actual fact, unless you do. And so our successes are linked. And so I love that we do win together and we continue to lead and grow our organizations together. I'm going to share a few stories that for me exemplify how we win as a team. So the first story is about transformation. It's about Amazon. And in February of 2020, Chuck and I were both at Amazon's headquarters in Seattle. They asked Chuck to speak, not me. But they had 200 communicators together in a room. We're getting ready to launch their platform. Fast forward to today, there are now 800 global communicators in their company, in different lines of business, different parts of the organization, all focused on the important role of communications. One of their leadership principles is to be Earth's best employer. Talk about a lofty goal. But their leadership, and especially Andy Jassy, knows that there has to be communications to make that happen. And so I love that there's this transformation of organizations. Later this afternoon, you'll hear from Dan Jensen about how he has led transformation at Amazon. The next story I want to share is one of Kaizen. That's the Japanese word for continuous improvement. This is near and dear to definitely Toyota, but also me. I studied Japanese and lived in Tokyo during college, and so I got to experience firsthand what Kaizen meant. It's the continual improvement and that knowledge that every day, everything we're doing is driving just a little bit more, and we don't need to always make a step function of innovation. I love Kaizen because it really represents our journey with Toyota. So we've been working with them for several years, and we've been continuously onboarding new sites, new manufacturing plants, new parts plants, new depots. Now we have 13 sites in the US, 9 in Europe, 2 in Latin America, 2 more in Mexico, and we're getting ready to launch in APAC. And so using the notion of Kaizen, we're learning as we go. And the most important learning is that we've broken down silos at Toyota. We've brought together different people from all over the world, similar to what you just heard at Hilton, around one Toyota and a culture that unites them. Another fun fact about Toyota, which you'll hear from Karen Nielsen tomorrow, is about how they've developed advocates. About 5% of their employee base are advocates and are sharing great stories on social media. And with their employees, they have a LinkedIn following that is actually larger than their corporate following. So my last story is one of my connection to all of you. A few months ago when I was in Chicago, I stopped in to see a longtime customer at ADM, Brett Lutz. I've known him for almost a decade, first from Whirlpool, now at ADM. So we had a lot to catch up about. And one of the things he said was, you know, there's this one issue. I'm not quite sure it gets to you, but it has to do with sending out emails and new studio and some data. But I'm sure you don't know about it. Well, of course I knew about it. I proceeded to explain exactly what the issue was, walk through what it actually was, how we were going to deliver what they and our other customers needed. I share this with you because I care about all of the issues, the great stories, as well as things that still need work. And so know that I am committed to all of you to continue to stay very connected to what you need, to transform our organizations together, and to practice Kaizen so we're continuously improving together. So what's next? When I think about the next 5 years and what it looks like for all of us, I really think about the next generation of employees and how they will help us transform what we need to do and be as leaders and communicators. This new generation of employees will need from us a deeper sense of connection, belonging, and purpose. And when I think about how Amazon has transformed my personal life, it tells me when I need to order Halloween costumes for my children. It reminds me when my snacks are probably running out, and it just magically delivers all of my paper products before I even need to ask. So it's that type of understanding that we will have to continue to rely on technology. We need to always communicate and ask for certain things, but as we scale, we're going to need to rely more on technology, especially to understand those critical moments that matter for all of our employees across the journey. We'll need to rely on technology more to better understand behavior patterns, to allow our tools to get smarter, to alert us on certain issues where we need to step in, and ultimately allow our technology to take action for us. So in 5 years, we will have some level of autonomous communication, which will allow us to scale and build those connections and ensure that they're meaningful connections and know when we have to have a connection that does need to be in person or other types of communications that we can just let technology handle it. And so I'm so excited with our next phase of intelligence, which you'll hear a lot more of. First, we're going to give you real-time data, then insights, and ultimately intelligence, because I want your CRO to have an early warning when her sales team in EMEA is not going to hit quota. I want your head of operations in South America to get an alert when the factory in Brazil is going to be under production. And I want all leaders to get an alert about a group of people who should be tapped for a leadership role who might have been overlooked due to inequity in the workplace. And I really want all of our CEOs to be using a dashboard with insights and intelligence powered by FirstUp. And so that's what makes me so excited to be here today, have all of us committed together as a team to make work better for every single one of our workers. So you'll hear more later on from JD DePace. Most of you know them. Our head of product management will be joined by Mike Villamek, our head of product and solution marketing, to share exciting updates that we're announcing publicly to the platform tomorrow and a new website and preview with you today. So I'm not going to steal their thunder, but I did think I would take the opportunity for some Q&A. I think Chuck has collected some questions, so I'll have him come back up.
Thank you, thank you. There's a very low bar back there, got to duck under. So yeah, what I did was I reached out to some of our more active and vocal community members.
We love active and vocal.
Absolutely, which had some questions for you. So I've removed some detail to remain confidential on the questions, but the general theme is there for these. So the first question is about Microsoft. And from their IT team, they hear all about Viva and Engage and blah, 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 all this stuff, Microsoft. What's FirstUp's stance or perspective on Microsoft and the tools they're rolling out?
Well, first, we love Microsoft. They're a partner of ours. They're actually an investor. And we are better together and we win together with Microsoft. Microsoft has obviously always been with us. I think back to 2012 when we had customers asking us if we could please have a Windows mobile app. We just said no to that one. To when Office 365 was the thing and Teams and Viva and Engage. And I think for me, it's exciting that Microsoft continues to develop more and more engaging endpoints. And I think it just underscores the importance to have a studio and a way to create and manage all of the content and campaigns. And like Scott said, the COPE, create once, publish everywhere, because not everybody is going to live in a Microsoft endpoint.
Yep. Next question is about roadmap, a lot of people's favorite topic, and commitment to dates. So they like the tool now and they like knowing about what's coming up, but it seems like dates shift periodically. So talk about our commitment to that.
Are you saying that we don't deliver every single thing we've ever said we do on a specific date? That wouldn't work for anybody, including you. So what we are committed to doing is delivering the absolute best product and really give you what you need. And sometimes what you need is not exactly what we had originally scoped and given a date for that need. And so part of working together with this community, some of you who are very active beta testers are continuing to give us feedback. And when the feedback requires more development, a date inevitably moves out. And so know that we're always committed to the absolute best product to serve you. And we know that any change, especially to dates, are a big deal. You've committed to stakeholders. You need to do some change management, especially if there's changes to your team member experience. And so know that we are committed as part of our Kaizen to over-communicate on dates, and especially when we make a decision to shift things in the best interest of all of you.
Next question is about new studio. And so they wanted to know, what's the plan? They use the word kick off Classic Studio, but what's the plan to move people from Classic Studio to new studio? And also for the dynamic platform, what's that plan and vision for new studio?
So we don't kick off, we don't migrate, we only upgrade. So part of our big innovation is developing what is the platinum standard for a communications platform. And that is new studio. So everybody, when they're ready, can use new studio. I think especially for our customers who are on our dynamic platform, the plan is that when you're ready, you can upgrade to new studio and continue to publish into your current member experiences, as we don't want to have any disruption to that team member experience. And so our team is working for the next couple quarters to make sure that all of the data and the content and everything you need is in new studio. So when you're ready, you can make that upgrade.
Next question is about advocacy. I've always talked to customers about that advocacy is really just a byproduct of a great comms platform, but there's a lot of different definitions of advocacy. What's First Up's perspective on advocacy in the platform?
Great question. So first, as Chuck said, you can't have anyone shouting from the rooftops how great you are as a company if they're not connected first. So we need to focus on that. And I think of advocacy as two types of advocacy. There's one that I refer to as inclusive advocacy. And this is something that is available in the First Step platform. This makes it easy for every type of worker to share something without having to log into a social network. Very easy and really meant to be inclusive. Then there's the advanced advocacy. This is something, Chuck, I would consider you a social maven. This is something for people who are very adept in social. They feel comfortable connecting their social networks. And our dynamic platform has best-in-class advanced advocacy. We know how important that is to most of you and as a great use case on top of the platform. So by the end of next year, we will have the advanced advocacy features in the First Step platform as well. So anyone who wants to take advantage of the advanced advocacy with inclusive advocacy can do so.
The next customer's question I thought was interesting because they heard First Up talking about intranets. And their response was, you're not an intranet company, you're a mobile company. Or you're the COPE, you know, create once, publish everywhere. But they were confused about us talking about the modern intranet when there are intranet companies out there. So what is that strategy?
Well, first, the intranet is dead. Long live the intranet. So it is something, whether you love it or hate it, the place where we need to give people access to news and information and utility for them, that need has never been more acute. The way that we think about solving that challenge is the same way we've done for communications and giving people personalized access to the systems they need, easy access to a paycheck, an easy way to find that part of the employee handbook where they have a question. So we have new functionality for people who do want to take advantage of our web experience as that modern intranet. There's a new employee compass, which you can see at our little booth back there, to look at the different chiclets and ways that you can connect with other systems. Some of our customers prefer to keep their communications in a separate place from more static type of content. We're seeing more and more of a trend to bring those together. And at the end of the day, it really is still about getting the right information to the right person in the right place at the right time, whatever that information might be.
So I have a quick story to share with you. You don't know about that just happened backstage. when Nicole came up here, Catherine, who you saw up here earlier, was watching the monitor back there, and she's like, "That's your CEO?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You have a woman CEO?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You guys are the best company ever." So anyway, you have another fan from Catherine.
Another fan, great.
But I have a bonus question. Okay. I have a bonus question for you. Earlier, you talked about how hard it was going through the merger and during a pandemic and the war in Ukraine and everything else that's been piled on. There had to be a highlight here or there. So as CEO, like, what's one of the highlights you've had?
Look, I think this is obviously a massive highlight and bringing together all of you. And I think for me, it's just looking back and looking at how much our team has really come together through the year. And I don't want it to sound cheesy, but I do really believe it, that we now are one First Up and one team and one customer base. And that's what I'm just most excited and proud of.
Yeah. So if you have questions like this, a great place to ask them is in community. So again, if you want to be a part of that and be one of the vocal, noisy people, great platform to do that in. So thank you, Nicole, for going through the Q&A. I did want to give it, so all the people that are hanging out in the couches and stuff back there, wave at me. I want to make sure you can hear me. We've got plenty of seats up here. Like, you need to come all the way in the back. But we wanted to give this space for everyone to connect, to reach out to each other, to have conversations. And so we've got a little bit of time now before lunch kicks off. So take advantage of this time to connect with each other, visit the product booths. I think we've got an agenda slide pull up that's coming up. This is your afternoon, but use this time to connect and tell stories.
That's right. And we will all be available to answer more questions. Thank you.
So lunch, afternoon keynote, connect with each other. Thank you.